It's number one.
This is the Jerry Pippin Show. Going to bring on Jim Gazay, real icon in the broadcast business, in the country music back there in the hee-haw days.
Hey, man, we're going to talk about when I seen Elvis.
Yeah, but before I got all these requests stacked up, the best thing to do is just, I've had four for Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Enough to come on tonight is in 1964 you said you got to go to Graceland, was that right?
What was it? That wasn't in 1964. That 1964 was when I was at the disc jockey convention in Nashville, and we were all standing down in front of the hotel that morning, the convention hotel. I was there with Webb Pierce and Nudie, the guy that makes the
suits. Yeah.
So we was all standing there, and somebody came out and said, can y'all go out to the airport and pick Elvis up? So they said, hey, Jim, come go with us. And I said, will you have room? I wanted to ride that Silver Dollar car anyway. Webb Pierce had the Silver Dollar car with all the guns on it and the Silver Dollars.
Yeah, that was a Cadillac, right?
No, that was a Pontiac.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's a 59 Pontiac.
Huh. Okay, so you got to ride out to the airport and meet Elvis.
Yeah, and Elvis sat in the back seat with me. Webb was driving, and Nudie was sitting in front. Elvis jumped over in the back seat with me. We rode all the way down from the airport, which is about 20 miles, back down to the convention hotel where they're having the hotel in downtown Nashville at that time in 1964. Then again, it was probably in the middle 70s, I went down with some friends of mine, and we went down to see the Grand Ole Opry, and we all went backstage. Before we started home, they said, well, let's go by and see Elvis. And it might have been the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And we was going by Graceland, and we drove up to the gate, and I said, tell Elvis that Jim Gazay, which was like a big deal then. We just had a big time, you know.
Yeah.
We were still partying. And I said,
you're kidding me. That surprises me, Jim.
Yeah. and we drove up to the gate there, and the guards, I told him who it was. And Elvis just invited us all up. We just, all of us went up to the house, and we spent oh, a couple of hours in visiting with him, and he showed us all through Graceland and his game rooms, and it was he was real gracious to us that day.
Yeah, now you told me before there was a good-looking woman there.
Yeah, that was
Gunella?
Gunella Hutton, yes, yeah, she was there that day when we went by there.
Now, she was a hee-haw lady, right?
Yeah, she was Miss Goodbody on hee-haw.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of good-looking women there that day.
Oh, really?
I hardly paid any attention to them.
Yeah, of course.
And back then, I wasn't
We need to make it clear now that you've had quite a change in your life.
Yes, I did. It's August 3rd, 1983. I was born again Christian. I've been as good as I was bad, and that was kind of hard to do. But
yeah, I'm
sticking to it. I've been 17 years now.
Good. Well, we're happy for you, and you no longer know
church.
And you know you've converted everything. You're no longer a Democrat. You're a Republican.
Right.
I mean, you've changed your entire lifestyle except you still wear the boots and the hat.
Yeah, that's right. I got to have my cowboy hat on.
Now we got to go here in a minute, but I want to know what was your impression of Elvis and
Elvis. I admired Elvis because he took care of his mama first. He when he made a lot of money, the first thing he did, he bought his mama a house. I think that's a lost art nowadays. People don't want their family around, much less help them any.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Cazay, it's great to have you back on the airwaves.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Jerry. We listen to you quite a bit.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
All right, pal.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Jim Cazay. Hey, we've enjoyed it. We're going to close out with the Elvis song.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!